And the next day, we were, the next night rather, we were out. We had got up on this nickel bag. And we were just getting ready to smoke when and his partner came along. And we were kind of freaked out. Now, he know what we were doing, see, but he had been off into it himself. He had been off in the sub, because he was a little high himself, so he looked around.
Oh, shit, he was high himself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, he looked around a little while, played with the flashlight, sat up there and talked a little while. Then he gave us a little house like he wanted to take it downtown. then his partner looked around a little while. My man had throwed the bag behind him. The cop seen the bag, you know, but he said, well, ain't nothing here, let's go. So he sat up there and talked a little while. And now eventually left. Told us to be cool, go and get into whatever we were getting into, but don't get in no trouble. Now see, like, that what I'm saying, like, sometimes we all right, sometimes we not.
And it could be the same guy.
It could be the same guy.
Well, have you ever gotten in trouble before? I mean, does he know you personally?
Well, none of them know me personally.
Okay.
I don't think one know me personally.
They just know your face.
Well.
Do you think, like, this?
Yeah, like, I said, that know me from the neighborhood. He don't know me personally. He know me from every time. Like I said, he don't know my name, but every time he pegs somebody around there, most of the time I'm around.
Okay.
I like to see what's going on.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like, he see me a lot. I only got one that know me, but he don't be in our neighborhood no more. I mean, he probably forgot now. That's when I was about 18. I was out drinking one night, and they got the hassle of me. I was the only one to call. I didn't feel like running. Feel like running, so he told me. He let me go the same night, so he told me to tell my friends they were gonna leave him alone. They had picked on the wrong dude that night, but that was probably a nice guy.
Hmm. I have a question for you. In Atlanta, all the blacks opened their cigarettes from the bottom. And then we went to Nashville to do this interviewing, and they did it there, and they did it Birmingham, and they do it here. And I just think that's real unusual. Like, how does that get spread around somewhere? And they told me why. It's like when somebody's gonna bum a cigarette from you, they don't have to touch all the mouthpieces.
Right, well.
That's
why most dudes do it. Because, you know, as you know, a lot of people do a lot of different things with their hand. They don't want to put their hand on the pillow.
Oh, yeah.
But I started when I was doing construction work. Like, I was working in that concrete, and my hands just get all dirty and oily and messy. And every time I go in the pack, I usually mess up the cigarette I was in the smoke. I mess up the top of the rest of them. So I start opening from the bottom.
Well, do you think that's a social custom, too?
Well, eventually.
It got to be?
Yeah.
But it didn't start off that way.
It didn't start
really
off.
Practical.
Yeah. It started off as a practical reason, then everybody started picking up on it.
Yeah, well, how do you have to do it with your mouth?
Yeah, some do it with the mouth, some do it with the knife.
How do you do it?
I do it with my mouth.
Because I can't imagine just doing it with your hand. You can't.
Well, you can, but most of the time you tear out the bottle.
Yeah, I'm going to do that this time. I think that's fun. Okay. are there... In your neighborhood, is there a little shopping area that only the people in your community go to?
Like, you mean like a shopping center?
Yeah, or not even that big, maybe just two or three stores.
No.
None?
Like saying we got a store on Mobile Street, two stores on Mobile Street that primarily everybody in the neighborhood eventually go there once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm saying, like on Spring Hill Avenue, that's about 8 to 10 blocks from my house. And everybody from everywhere mostly go there because it's a shopping center.
Oh, yeah. But it isn't just exclusively for the people in your neighborhood?
No. I haven't a place like that around.
Okay. Where would you say that all the middle-class neighborhoods are?
Middle-class neighborhood?
Yeah. You told me about the rich white neighborhoods and you told me about some of the black ones, but how about middle-class black and middle-class white?
Middle-class black and middle-class white. Most of the middle-class black, I'll say they live in Tobinville. You got some down the bay.